From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The death toll in yesterday's double suicide bombing in Erbil in northern Iraq has climbed past 60. The ongoing use of suicide bombers has been a significant factor in convincing U.S. military officials that the attackers aren't just Iraqis. They believe foreign fighters from groups such as Al-Qaeda are in Iraq, actively working to destabilize the country. NPR's Emily Harris reports from northern Iraq.
A man in baggy pants and a purple t-shirt dumps a wheelbarrow load of debris outside the ruins of the headquarters of the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan in Erbil. Concrete chunks, shards of glass, shoes, and glittering party decorations are all that's left after yesterday's deadly twin suicide bombs. In Baghdad, Brigadier General Martin Dempsey, commander of the 1st Armored Division, said the walk-in suicide attacks in Erbil have a different signature than attacks thought to be carried out by Iraqis loyal to the previous government.
The characterization or the quality of those attacks is different than the hit-and-run style of the former regime. It concerns us that it could be another enemy, a different enemy, a foreign influence enemy, a terrorist network enemy.
A prime suspect in yesterday's attacks is Ansar al-Islam, a mostly Kurdish Islamic militant group based in northern Iraq. The U.S. has linked Ansar to al-Qaeda, but Dempsey said Saddam loyalists continue to be the main enemies. Most Iraqis don't believe those types would blow themselves up. Mohammed Hamid al-Kaifi is the spokesperson for Iraq's interim governing council.
There might be certain regime members who are involved, but certainly suicide bombs and suicide explosions are not Iraqi because they are alien. They are alien to Iraqi culture.
Other Iraqis, from police officers to shopkeepers, echo that conviction. The top U.S. commander here, Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, says the military hasn't been able to identify any of the successful suicide bombers. But he says some have been stopped before they were able to carry out their plans, and they were generally foreigners, including one from Yemen. Sanchez dates al-Qaeda-style attacks in Iraq to at least mid-November, when a suicide bomb in the southern city of Nasiriyah killed at least 30 people, including 16 Italian troops.
For months, I've been saying that al-Qaeda's fingerprints have been here in Iraq. Those are showing themselves in the techniques that were being employed by foreign fighters. And this included the tactics being employed by suicide bombers against innocent Iraqis and against the coalition forces.
U.S. and Iraqi officials say foreign terrorists take advantage of Iraq's porous borders. But commanders in the border regions say they wouldn't need to sneak across. If passports appear valid, most anyone can enter the country. Border guards in the Kurdish-controlled northern territory recently did capture a key al-Qaeda leader. General Sanchez says nabbing Hassan Gul is, quote, pretty strong proof that al-Qaeda is trying to gain a foothold in Iraq. Sanchez describes Gul as a courier who reported to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, a mastermind of the September 11th attacks, who's now in U.S. custody.
With the Hassan Gul arrest, we know that there are some couriers, at least, that were present, that are present here in the country. And we know that, or we believe that there are some fundamentalist terrorist linkage with the former regime at the tactical level. And we believe that there are some efforts to strengthen those linkages.
One theory, foreign terrorists send in suicide bombers, and Iraqi fighters loyal to the old regime pay the bill. But some suspect potential Iraqi suicide bombers could have their reasons. One U.S. military intelligence officer tells of a source who came in angry enough at men who cheated his family, he claimed to be ready to kill the cheaters by blowing himself up. A carpet seller in Baghdad says some Iraqis are dumb enough to do anything.
For example, a few days ago, a man came to my shop from Bakuba. I asked him about the situation there. He proudly told me, yes, we are hitting them, the Americans, every day. I asked him why. He said, you know, we have learned that Saddam was a good and honest man. He put all his palaces in the name of the Iraqi people. Can you believe that? Can you believe how ignorant some people are?
Iraqi and U.S. officials are forming a new Iraqi intelligence service, especially to counter foreign terrorists. Some former agents of Saddam Hussein will likely be employed. It's due to begin operating before the U.S. transfer of sovereignty to Iraq, scheduled for June 30th. Emily Harris, NPR News.